You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Everyone else is doing it is one of the most powerful arguments that young people face today, isn't it? Whether that is in school or friendships or social media, peer pressure is relentless. But what if instead of just saying no, we actually taught them how to say no with confidence and grounded in their faith? Instilling biblical values means helping young people stand firm when the world tells them to compromise. And so today we want to talk about countering peer pressure with godly confidence as part of our conversation on instilling biblical values in the next generation. Pastor Abraham Peary joins us once again for the conversation. My pastor, good morning and welcome back to the program.
Good morning. Thank you. And how are you?
I'm doing well this morning, Pastor. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us again. Please, may you pray for us as we get into this very important conversation for today.
Sure. Shall we pray? Our dear Heavenly Father, it's our pleasure, privilege to talk to you every time because we know you hear us and you answer our prayer. We have a burden upon our hearts today, even as we discuss matters pertaining peer pressure that is affecting especially the young people. Lord, help us in this discussion that, Father, we may reflect upon your principles and be able to have wisdom to help young people cope with it.
All right. It seems like we might have lost our pastor there. Pastor, can you hear me? All right. Let's see if we can try and reestablish that connection and have this conversation. It's an important conversation that we're having about countering peer pressure with godly confidence. Let me know what you think about the subject on +27 703-520. I believe we are getting connected to the pastor just now, so if we can just have some patience, we can get straight into the conversation. Pastor, do we have you back on the line?
Yeah, sure. Sorry for adding some interruption.
No worries. We got cut off in the middle of prayer there, but I trust that the Lord has heard the prayer and that he's going to guide us through this conversation. So let's get straight into it, Pastor. How can young people develop the confidence to stand by their values in the face of peer pressure? And the peer pressure is relentless. Oh, no. Okay, we've got you back. Yeah, so I'm saying the peer pressure is relentless. So how do we guide young people and help them to develop that confidence?
Stand by one's values in this a strong foundation in faith. Young people can cultivate this by immersing themselves deep in God's word. As it is, sometimes you may find yourself on a lonely path, but it's 4:13 that we can do all things.
Oh, man. Pastor, I'm not sure what the problem is.
So Christ is ourselves in there.
I'm sorry to cut you off there for a second, Pastor. We are having a really hard time hearing you. The sound keeps cutting in and out. And so we're not able to make out a complete sentence right now. I'm not sure if there's a problem with the network or something.
Network. Yeah, possibly. Okay, let me just try to refresh my gadget. Maybe it'll be clearer.
All right.
Just 1 minute or so.
All right, that's fine. So we're talking about developing the confidence to stand for your values, standing in the face of peer pressure, the peer pressure that we face from so many different angles, right? There's social media these days. There's so many different things in the media coming at us that are fighting for a young person's attention. So how exactly can we make sure that young people can counter that peer pressure with godly confidence? And do we have you on the line, Pastor?
Yes, I'm here.
Right,
Thank you.
So I had interrupted you as you were giving us the answer to that first question about developing that confidence. You spoke about Philippians 4:13.
Yeah. So prior to that, I was even just saying that if we cultivate the habit of studying God's word,
yes,
deep ourselves in there,
oh, man, this is going to be a problem. We are trying to have this conversation about instilling godly principles in our children, and particularly about talking about countering peer pressure with godly confidence. And we're just having a few challenges with our network there, but I believe we have the pastor back on the line now. Pastor, are you there?
Yes, I'm around. Thank you so much. Sorry for that interruption
No worries, no
again.
worries. Hopefully we can the net will
Sure.
stand strong for the rest of this conversation. Could you share with us some
Please.
biblical examples that can serve as inspiration for those who are struggling with, social conformity?
Yeah, sure. One Bible example that comes to mind is that of Daniel. This is found in Daniel chapter 1. He and his friends were taken captive to Babylon, and they faced so much pressure to conform to the king's diet, if you remember, and the culture there. But despite all the risks and all these things, Daniel chose to remain faithful to God's dietary laws, demonstrating courage and conviction.
Yes.
And so his commitment led to God's favor, and he ultimately thrived in the foreign land. So you see in the story, this story encourages us to trust in God and to remain steadfast in our values, even if we face societal pressures. Remember Romans 12 verse 2 says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Mm.
And so this is one of the examples that comes to this vividly in my mind. To talk
that.
About encourage young people to
stand. I really love that example. When you think, because oftentimes when we think about Daniel, we're thinking about an elderly man. But when you realize that, no, this was a young man, him and his friends,
Absolutely.
They were young boys. And it's such a good reminder that this kind of, the holiness that we're called to is not, it doesn't come with age. It just comes with your relationship with God.
Absolutely, absolutely. And like everyone was saying that we need to dip ourselves in God's word, I think he understood who God was and decided to follow him, principally just by himself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Beautiful. So how can parents and mentors then equip children to make moral decisions, but to make them independently? Because oftentimes, children might find themselves obeying, but it's more of compliance. Like, I don't want to get into trouble, so I'm going to just do what my parents say.
Yeah.
But we want them to make those moral decisions independently. Like you're talking about Daniel, far away from home, far away from everything familiar, standing true to those principles.
Absolutely.
How do we do that?
Absolutely. So building up from Daniel's story, you will see that encouraging regular Bible study helps children to understand God's principles and the importance of his commands by themselves.
Yeah.
Because you see, we'll not always be there as parents and witnesses, but if you equip them with the Bible truths and principles, they'll always, wherever they are, stand up and say, no. What I've been taught is this. So the other aspect is engaging in open discussions of moral dilemmas, allowing children to think critically and apply the faith in real-time situations. So this dialogue with our children, very, very important, especially teens, with the ones who can dialogue with you, let's not hesitate to bring up these discussions.
Yeah.
Additionally, modeling integrity and ethical behavior in every life demonstrates the importance of living out one's values. And so you see some conversation of, living out these things as adults, as parents, it has a huge impact upon these children because they'll be able to stand firm. But finally, but not the least, James 1:5 says, if we ask for God's wisdom in dealing with these things, you teach them to ask for God's wisdom to pray.
Yeah.
God himself will actually, at the time where they need to stand, God will give them wisdom to see how they can navigate through life independently.
Beautiful, beautiful. So what are some strategies then for resisting negative influences without feeling as isolated? Sometimes when you try to do the right thing, you're going to stand alone. You're going to find yourself all by yourself. So how do we allow them to even be confident enough to do that, to stand on their own if that's what it takes?
That's right. One of the things that can help is to seek out positive friendships and to communicate that shared values with them. You know what it is. So that circle of friendships, which actually share the same similar values, helps. Because remember, in Proverbs 27 verse 17, it says, "Iron, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another."
Right.
So that really helps out in that positive aspect. Mm-hmm. Another one is maybe engaging in group activities such as church events or volunteer work. This can good supportive friendships, but this one is what I love most. Look, practice assertive communication, which in itself, you express your beliefs respectfully, because when you do so, you're not alienating yourself actually from the circle, but you're saying, look, this is who I am. You know, this is what I believe in.
Yeah.
Would you accept me and respect if you saw? Because then they'll still respect you. Say, oh, our friend not go this path,
right,
and things like that. So that also can help. Yeah, but last but not the least, obviously we emphasize issues of prayer and also scripture reading, because you see, God, you know, like we said, He gives strength to help us even amidst all this.
Beautiful.
Sure.
Interestingly enough, when you talk about practicing assertive communication, yesterday we had a conversation with one of our other guests, and she was talking about something similar, and she was saying, for example, the last thing you want to do is, she gave an example of moving into a new dorm when you go to college and you have a new roommate and you're laying down your principles, your boundaries, and what you be comfortable with. And she was saying the last thing you want to do is to come and say, for example, oh, I don't drink, so I don't want any alcohol around here, and I don't want foul music, things like that. But then at the same time, at the same time, your other principles seem to be wishy-washy. You don't seem to really care about the Sabbath. You don't really, maybe you don't drink alcohol, but you're smoking, you're vaping, you're doing other things that are also in contradiction with God's will. So assertive communication is not just what you say, but also your life should also go in line with those things that you are claiming to be your principles.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Beautiful. You're put it in a beautiful way, actually. That's what it is.
Yeah.
Sure.
So how can Christian communities support and uplift young people who choose to live differently from the world? So we're talking about our churches and some of these youth organizations that we might have. How does the faith community come together to support young people?
Yeah. So like you rightly said in the beginning, that this sometimes is a lonely road.
Yeah.
And so the church community, Christian community, has a responsibility to identify, first of all, these young people, but also create mentorship programs that will link them to older members to continue to guide and support. Well, sometimes you may decide to be on this road, but then fall off because you feel, I'm all alone.
Yeah.
But if you are in the company of other people who have gone that path before, then it encourages you to move on. But also, we can also foster open dialogue, opening up discussions about faith, values, and the pressures of the world, allowing young people to express their struggles and receive biblical guidance. This in itself is very good, because then it offers an opportunity for young people to vet themselves, you know, to sure what things they go through, the challenges they go through even on this path. Then you'll be able to help them properly, because then you'll meet them at their need as they express them. But also it's important to celebrate differences, you know, acknowledge and celebrate the unique choices young people make in living out their faith and reinforcing their commitment to Christ, and that is commendable. And so in all these things, prayer, the prayer support is very crucial, because members, this is a difficult road. So these need to be dedicated to God in prayer. Our communities really need to get involved. Otherwise, it may seem as if, you know, it's a far-fetched idea.
Yeah.
But yet God says it's possible to be different and to be able to stand for Him in this degenerate world.
Beautiful. I love that. And I really love the idea of having practical examples. You talked about mentorship yesterday and leading by example. And I think that kind of falls into that same bracket, right?
Yeah, sure, too much, yeah.
So to have people that you can look up to who have experienced the same thing, people who understand your experiences, or who are willing to learn and to understand. If they don't, they're willing to learn. I think even that openness it can be good enough to make young people feel like they're not alone. So I think that's a beautiful point. Any final words that you'd like to share as we wrap up?
Yeah, sure. So you see, there was a time in the Bible, I'm reading a story of Elijah. He's running away from this prophetess Jezebel, and goes hiding. You know, God finds him there and says, "What are you doing?" He says, "I'm the only one left." God says, "No, you're not the only one there. I've got 7,000 more."
Right.
So you see, so standing for God, really, we are, though it may seem as if you're alone, but God has many people who are still faithful. And so realizing that and connecting with the community of believers really helps us to realize that we are not alone. God is with us, you know, on this path, and we are bound to actually gain victories and win and influence the world positively, because we have to be different for us to attract the world to God. If we are the same like them, then how do we call them to Christ? How do we attract them to the beauty of God and everything? So really, this is a beautiful topic, and may God bless us and help us, even as elderly, to really help young people to stand out and equip them really I'm sure.
Beautiful. Mm. That's a good place to end our conversation for today. Thank you so much, Pastor. We'll be connecting again tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Sure, no problem. You're welcome. God bless you. Have a wonderful day as your minister.
Amen.
Yeah, sure.
Adventist World Radio SID Media. We are not general practitioners. We are specialists in Bible-based content.